From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. The several thousand U.S. troops heading to West Africa will have a core mission to stop the spread of the Ebola virus. NPR's Tom Bowman reports those troops will take numerous precautions to make sure they don't become infected themselves.
More than 3,000 American troops will arrive in Liberia by the end of the month. They will build clinics for healthcare workers. Others will train those workers.
Stopping the spread of this disease is the core mission here.
That's General David Rodriguez, who heads Africa Command.
We're all focused in all of our efforts to accomplish this, both by supporting the international effort and by keeping our own people as safe as we can.
Those highly trained soldiers in full protective gear will staff an estimated 7 mobile testing labs, 3 or 4 soldiers to each lab. Soldiers not in contact with the population, Rodriguez said, will wear gloves and masks. Tom Bowman, NPR News, Washington.
The FBI is asking for help identifying an English-speaking man in a new video from the so-called Islamic State. As NPR's Dina Temple-Raston explains, the FBI doesn't know if he's from the U.S. or from Canada.
The man about whom the FBI is so curious hosts a 55-minute video from the terrorist group. He speaks Arabic and English and looks to be orchestrating a mass execution of Syrian soldiers. The jihadist's face is covered but for his eyes, and he claims to be near the Syrian city of Raqqa, supervising what he says are military men digging their own graves. U.S. officials say there are about 140 Americans who have left the U.S. for Syria, and about a dozen of them are thought to have joined the group known as the Islamic State. The FBI wants help from anyone who might recognize the man in the video. Director James Comey has said the FBI is tracking Americans who have joined the group. Dina Temple-Raston, NPR News.
The United Nations envoy to Syria is calling for an urgent international response to move by the group calling itself the Islamic State on a Kurdish town near the border with Turkey. According to the official, the global community cannot sit by while another city falls to the extremist group. David Schenker is director of the Arab Politics Program at the Washington Institute for Near East Policy. He says it's unfortunate Turkey, with a strong military, has so far sat idly by.
Until Turkey takes on a bigger role in this campaign against ISIS, Unfortunately, there's not going to be significant progress on the ground.
U.S. military says the American-led coalition has carried out airstrikes against Islamic State militants in Syria, where Kurdish fighters in Kobani are outgunned. An air tanker being used to drop water on a wildfire burning in Yosemite National Park has reportedly crashed, with no word yet on the fate of the pilot. The two-engine plane was deployed over the fire earlier today. A spokesman says the plane went down within a mile of the park's west entrance. The plane, apparently flown by a single pilot without a crew, was fighting a blaze that's now grown to 130 acres. Stocks slid on Wall Street today. The Dow was down 272 points to 16,719. The Nasdaq fell 69 points. This is NPR. President Obama met today with the retired Secret Service agent who's agreed to lead the department on an interim basis. According to White House spokesman Josh Earnest, President Obama and acting director Joe Clancy sat down in the Oval Office. Clancy was most recently head of the agency's Presidential Protection Division and had been the head of Obama's security detail. Clancy agreed to return to service after Director Julia Pearson's resignation last week. Pearson stepped down after a series of missteps at the agency, including an incident where a knife-wielding man was able to get inside the White House. A record 69% of students are graduating from college with debt. That's according to a new analysis. NPR's Jennifer Ludden reports the biggest increase in borrowing has been among more affluent students.
The Pew Research Center compared rates with 2 decades ago, when just half of college grads took out loans. Students from low-income families are still the most likely to borrow. More than 3/4 of them have debt. But now Pew finds so do half or more of students from upper, middle, and higher income families. Those rates have roughly doubled in 20 years. Pew finds the typical amount college grads borrow has also doubled to nearly $27,000. And that's only what the student owes. The Pew report does not include other loans taken out by parents. Jennifer Ludden, NPR News, Washington.
The European Union says one of its key groups that looks at competition is opening a formal probe into online retailer Amazon. It issued the company's corporate tax income practices. According to EU's executive commission, it's looking at whether a tax deal struck between Amazon and the government of Luxembourg constitutes illegal state aid. According to the commission, the tax deal with Amazon allows the company to record most of its European profits in the country, but not be taxed there. I'm Jack Speer, NPR News in Washington.